4072, verses 4 to 13. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. And he said unto them, I see your father's faces, that he is not at all toward me as yesterday and the day before. And the God of my father hath been with me. And ye know that with all my strength I have served your father. And your father hath deceived me, and hath changed my reward 10 ways. And God hath not suffered him to do evil with me. If he said thus, The speckled shall be thy reward, then all the flock bear speckled. And if he said thus, The partly colored shall be thy reward, then all the flock bear partly colored. And God hath taken away the acquisition of your father, and hath given it to me. And it came to pass at the time that the flock grew warm, that I lifted up mine eyes, and saw in a dream. And behold, the he-goat which leaped upon the flock were partly colored, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God said unto me in the dream, Jacob. And I said, Behold me. And he said, Lift up, I pray, thine eyes, and see all the he-goats which leap upon the flock, partly colored, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest a pillar, where thou vowedest a vow unto me. Now arise, go forth out of this land, and return unto the land of thy nativity. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. Signifies the adjunction of the affections of truth by the good now meant by Jacob, and application at the time when it departed. And he said unto them, I see your father's faces, that he is not at all toward me as yesterday and the day before. Signifies a change of state in the good signified by Laban. And the God of my father hath been with me. Signifies that all things which he had were from the divine. And ye know that with all my strength I have served your father. Signifies that it was out of proprial power. And your father hath deceived me, and hath changed my reward 10 ways. Signifies the state of good toward himself, when of himself he applied the things of that good, and its very great change. And God hath not suffered him to do evil with me. Signifies that still it could not hinder. If he said thus, The speckled shall be thy reward, then all the flock bear speckled. Signifies his freedom, and that in his freedom those things were taken by the Lord, even to evils that were adjoined to the goods. And if he said thus, The partly colored shall be thy reward, then all the flock bear partly colored. Signifies the same in the case of the falsities that were adjoined. And God hath taken away the acquisition of your father, and hath given it to me. Signifies that these were from the divine. And it came to pass at the time that the flock grew warm. Signifies the ardor of affection, that they might be conjoined. That I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, signifies the perception of natural good in obscurity. And behold, the he-goats which leaped upon the flock were partly colored, speckled, and grizzled, signifies the effect that the natural good meant by Jacob should be imbued with such things from that source. And the angel of God said unto me in the dream, Jacob, and I said, Behold me, signifies perception from the divine, and presence in that obscure state. And he said, Lift up, I pray, thine eyes, signifies attention thereto out of that which was his proprium. And see all the he-goats which leap upon the flock, partly colored, speckled, and grizzled, signifies that such things should be introduced. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee, signifies the proprium of the good signified by Laban, and that it is not such as to act from itself. I am the God of Bethel, signifies the divine in the natural. Where thou anointest a pillar, signifies where the good of truth is and its boundary. Where thou vowedest a vow unto me, signifies what is holy. Now arise, signifies elevation. Go forth out of this land, signifies separation from that good. And return unto the land of thy nativity, signifies conjunction with the divine good of truth. 4073. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. that this signifies the adjunction of the affections of truth by the good now meant by Jacob, and application at the time when it departed. It is evident from the representation of Jacob as being the good of the natural, often spoken of above, and from the representation of Rachel and Leah as being the affections of truth that are adjoined to that good, Rachel the affection of interior truth, and Leah the affection of external truth. See number 3758, 3782, 3793, 3819. That sending to these and calling them to the field unto his flock denotes to adjoin them to itself is manifest. Field signifies what is of good and where there is good. Number 3971, 3196, 3310, 3317. And flock, the goods and truths themselves which were now acquired, and to which the affections of truth meant by Rachel and Leah were applied when the good departed. Jacob in this chapter represents the good of the natural, in that it drew nearer to conjunction with the divine, number 4069, because it was in readiness to separate itself, and was in the act of separation from the good signified by Laban. See what is said concerning Jacob above, number 3775. For representations are according to the changes of state as to good and truth, and changes of state are according to the changes of spirits and angels who are in such good and truth, as was shown above, number 4067. When the societies of spirits and angels which are in mediate good recede, then new societies which are in a more perfect good draw near. Man's state is altogether according to the societies of spirits and angels in the midst of whom he is. Such is his will and such his thought. But his changes of state are quite different when he adjoins the societies to himself or himself to them, from what they are when the societies are adjoined to him by the Lord. When he adjoins himself to them, he is in evil, but when they are adjoined to him by the Lord, he is in good. When he is in good, such good as serves for the reformation of his life flows in through the societies. What is here said in the internal sense respecting the good represented by Jacob, the affections of truth which are Rachel and Leah, and the application of these when he departed from the good signified by Laban, is in exact accordance with the societies and their changes. From the societies, the angels perceive the states the man has, thus the quality of his goods and truths, and consequently innumerable things which scarcely appear to the man as one general thing. Thus the angels are in the very causes, for they see and perceive the societies with the man, while the man is in the effects and does not see them, but has only an obscure perception of them, through some changes of state thence resulting, and sees nothing in regard to what is good and true, unless he is enlightened through angels by the Lord. 4074. And he said unto them, I see your father's faces, that he is not at all toward me as yesterday and the day before. That this signifies a change of state in the good signified by Laban is evident from what was said above, see number 4067, where the same words occur. 4075. And the God of my father hath been with me. That this signifies that all things which he had were from the divine, is evident from the fact that the God of his father, when predicated of the Lord, is the divine which he had, and that hath been with me signifies that all things which he had were from the divine. When the Lord made the human in himself divine, he too had around him societies of spirits and angels, for he willed that all things should be done according to order, but he summoned to himself such as might be of service, and changed them at his good pleasure. Yet he did not take from them and apply to himself anything of good and truth, but only from the divine. In this manner he also reduced into order both heaven and hell, and this by successive steps, until he had fully glorified himself. That the societies of spirits and angels were capable of being of use, and yet that he took nothing from them, may be illustrated by examples. The societies which are such as to believe that good is from themselves and thereby to place merit in goods were of service to him by introducing him into science, scientia, concerning such good, and thence into wisdom concerning good that is devoid of self-merit, such as is that which is from the divine. This science and the derivative wisdom were not from those societies, but were obtained by their means. Take another example. The societies which believe themselves to be very wise, and yet reason about good and truth, and about everything as to whether it is so, are for the most part societies of the spiritual. And these societies were of service to him by introducing him into science in regard to such persons, and how greatly they are relatively in shade, and that unless the Lord should have mercy on them, they would perish. And also into the science of many more things from the divine, which were not from these societies, but by means of them. Take as yet another example, the societies which are in love to God, and believe that if they look to the infinite and worship a hidden God, they can be in love to him, when yet they are not so, unless by some idea they make that infinite finite, or present the hidden God as visible within themselves by finite intellectual ideas. For otherwise it would be a looking into thick darkness, and embracing with love that which is therein, whence there would arise many fanciful and undigested conceits in accordance with each man's ideas. Such societies were also of service to him by introducing him into a science of the quality of their interiors, and also of the quality of their love, and likewise into pity that they too could not be saved unless the Lord's human should become also divine for them to look upon. This wisdom was not from these societies, but by their means from the divine. The case was the same with everything else. From this it is evident how the case stands with the matter now under consideration, that nothing was taken from the good signified by Laban, but that all things which the Lord had were from the divine, that is, from himself. 4076. And ye know that with all my strength I have served your father. That this signifies that it was out of proprial power is evident from the signification of serving as being study, see number 3824, 3846. But as being proprial power when predicated of the Lord, see number 3975, 3977. And still more so when it is said, with all my strength. 4077. And your father hath deceived me, and hath changed my reward 10 ways. That this signifies the state of good toward himself, when of himself he applied the things of that good, and its very great change, is evident from the signification of father, here Laban, as being mediate good, concerning which above, from the signification of reward, as being from himself, see number 3996, 3999. And from the signification of 10 ways, as being a very great change. 10 denotes very great, number 1988, and ways, changes. The very state of that good, when the Lord of himself applied the things which were of that good, is referred to and implied as being changed. If now, instead of the good signified by Laban, such a society of spirits and angels as are in such good is thought of, it is manifest how the case stands. The societies do not easily recede from him with whom they have been, but when he with whom they are recedes, they are indignant, and behave themselves in like manner as did Laban here toward Jacob. Nay, if they perceive that any good has come to the man through their means, they say that it came to him from them, for in their indignation they speak from evil. The case is similar with every man who is being regenerated, namely, that societies are applied to him by the Lord, which serve for introducing genuine goods and truths, not from themselves, but by their means. And when he who is being regenerated is transferred to other societies, those who had previously been with him are indignant. But these things do not appear to the man, because he does not believe that he is in the company of spirits and angels. But they appear manifestly to the angels, and to those also to whom of the Lord's divine mercy it is granted to speak with them, and to be among them as one of them. By this means it has been given me to know that such is the case. The spirits lament greatly that man does not know this, nor even that they are with him, and still more that many deny not only their presence, but also that there is a hell and a heaven. This, however, they ascribe to man's stupidity, the fact being that man has not the least of thought nor the least of will which does not come from the Lord by influx through spirits. And it is by them as means that the Lord governs the human race, and each person in particular. 4078. And God hath not suffered him to do evil with me. That this signifies that still it could not hinder is evident from the signification of not suffering to do evil when predicated of the Lord as being not to be able to hinder. For nothing can do evil to the divine, but its influx can be hindered. All evil does this, and from this it is manifest what is here signified by doing evil. 4079. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy reward, then all the flock bear speckled. That this signifies his freedom, and that in his freedom those things were taken by the Lord, even to evils adjoined to the goods, is evident from the state of the matter in the internal sense, which is that he had freedom to change the reward, and thus that in his freedom those things were taken. That these were taken even to evils that were adjoined to the goods is evident from the signification of the speckled as being goods with which evils are mingled. See number 3993, 3995, 4005. 4080. And if he said thus, the partly colored shall be thy reward, then all the flock bear partly colored. That this signifies the same in the case of the falsities that were adjoined is evident from what has just been said, and from the signification of the partly colored as being truths that are scattered over and mingled with evils. See number 4005. Consequently, falsities. 4081. And God hath taken away the acquisition of your father, and hath given it to me. That this signifies that these were from the divine is evident from what was said and shown above, number 4065, 4075. 4082. And it came to pass at the time that the flock grew warm, that this signifies the ardor of affection that they might be conjoined, is evident from the signification of growing warm as being the ardor of affection and its effect. See number 4018, 4019. Thus, that they, that is goods and truths, should be conjoined. 4083. That I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, that this signifies the perception of natural good in obscurity, is evident from the signification of lifting up the eyes as being to think and also to intend. See number 2789, 2829, 3198, thus to perceive, and from the signification of in a dream as being in obscurity, number 2514, 2528. The good of the natural is Jacob. 4084. And behold, the he-goats which leaped upon the flock were partly colored, speckled, and grizzled. That this signifies the effect that natural good meant by Jacob should be imbued with such things from that source may be seen from what has been said on these subjects in the preceding chapter. For by means of the flock of Laban there went to Jacob the partly colored, speckled, and spotted, that is, such things as are signified thereby. 4085. And the angel of God said unto me in the dream, Jacob, and I said, Behold me. That this signifies perception from the divine, and presence in that obscure state, is evident from the signification of saying in the historicals of the word as being to perceive, concerning which often above, and from the signification of the angel of God as being from the divine. For an angel, when mentioned in the word, signifies something of the Lord, that is, something of the divine. See number 1925, 2319, 2821, 3039. For the reason that an angel does not speak from himself, but from the Lord, especially when he speaks in a dream, as here to Jacob. Moreover, the angels are of such a disposition as to be indignant if anything of good and truth that they speak is attributed to them. And in so far as they can, they remove such an idea from others, especially from the man, for they know and perceive that all the good and truth which they think, will, and effect are from the Lord, and thus from the divine. From this it may be seen that by angels in the word there is signified something of the Lord, that is, what is divine. And from the signification of in a dream, as denoting in obscurity, see number 2514, 2528. Presence in the natural, and therein obscurity, is signified by Jacob's answer. 4086. And he said, Lift up, I pray, thine eyes. That this signifies attention thereto out of that which was his proprium is evident from the signification of lifting up the eyes as being to think and intend. See number 2789, 2829. And thus to attend to. And that here the signification is that which was out of his proprium is manifest from its being said, Lift up thine eyes and see, and also from the series. 4087. And see all the he-goats which leap upon the flock, partly colored, speckled, and grizzled. That this signifies that such things should be introduced, thus that he should be imbued with such things, is evident from what has been said just above, number 4084, where similar words occur. 4088. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. That this signifies the proprium of the good signified by Laban, that it is not such as to act from itself, is evident from the representation of Laban as being mediate good, often spoken of before. That its proprium is not such as to act from itself is signified by the words, I have seen all that he doeth unto thee. That this is the signification is evident from a mental view of the subject in the internal sense, and also from the societies which are in such good, for from these the quality of this good can be manifestly seen, because they are societies of spirits which serve as means and for communication. See number 4047. These are not such as to do much from themselves and their proprium, but suffer themselves to be led by others, thus to good by angels, and to evil by evil spirits, as is also apparent in the story here told of Laban, especially from what follows. All this shows what is meant by the proprium of the good signified by Laban, in that this good is not of such a nature as to act of itself. The internal contents of these verses, 6 to 12, have been unfolded only in a summary manner, because they are similar to those which have been treated of in the foregoing chapter, where they have been explained more fully. 4089. I am the God of Bethel. That this signifies the divine in the natural is evident from the signification of Bethel as being good in the ultimate of order, see number 3729, consequently in the natural. For this is the ultimate of order, because celestial and spiritual things are terminated therein. From this it is evident that the God of Bethel is the divine in the natural. As Bethel signifies good in the natural, it also signifies the cognitions of celestial things there, for these are of good. 4090. Where thou anointest a pillar. That this signifies where the good of truth is and its boundary, is evident from the signification of a pillar as being a holy boundary, and thus the ultimate of order, and therefore truth, number 3727. And from the signification of anointing, that is of pouring oil upon the head of the pillar, which was done by Jacob, as being to make truth good, number 3728. 4091. Where thou vowedest a vow unto me. That this signifies what is holy, is evident from the signification of vowing a vow as being to will that the Lord should provide, and in the supreme sense, in which it is predicated of the Lord, as being that he does provide, number 3732. And because whatever the Lord provides proceeds from him, and whatever proceeds from him is holy, therefore by vowing a vow is here signified what is holy. That vowing a vow signifies that which proceeds from the Lord, and therefore that which is holy, at first sight appears too remote. but this is because it is a man who vows a vow by which he binds himself to something, or imposes something upon himself in relation to the divine, in case he obtains his wish. But when it is the divine itself, or the Lord, of whom this is predicated, it is not then any vow, but is a willing and providing, that is, a doing. What therefore the divine or the Lord does, proceeds from him, and whatever proceeds from him is holy. 4092. Now arise. That this signifies elevation is evident from the signification of arising, which, whenever mentioned, involves elevation. See number 2401, 2785, 2912, 2927. Also, what elevation is, number 3171. 4093. Go forth out of this land. That this signifies a separation from that good, namely from that signified by Laban, is evident without explication. 4094. And return unto the land of thy nativity. That this signifies conjunction with the divine good of truth is evident from the signification of returning to the land as being to betake himself nearer to good divine, number 4069, and from the signification of nativity as being truth, number 4070. From this it is manifest that by returning to the land of his nativity is signified conjunction with the divine good of truth. 4095, verses 14 to 16. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Have we any longer a portion and inheritance in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us, and devouring hath also devoured our silver. For all the riches which God hath taken away from our father, they are ours and our sons. And now all that God hath said unto thee, do. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, signifies the reciprocity of the affections of truth. Have we any longer a portion and inheritance in our father's house? Signifies the first state of their separation from the good signified by Laban. Are we not counted of him strangers, for he hath sold us? Signifies that it had estranged them, so that they no longer belong to it. And devouring hath also devoured our silver. Signifies that it would consume the truth of those affections if they were not separated. For all the riches which God hath taken away from our father, they are ours and our sons. Signifies that all things were out of proprial power, and that nothing was given by anyone, by flowing in from his divine into that which he took to himself therefrom. And now all that God hath said unto thee, do, signifies the Lord's providence. 4096. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, That this signifies the reciprocity of the affections of truth is evident from the signification of answering when assent is given as being what is reciprocal, see number 2919, and as being reception, number 2941, 2957, and from the representation of Rachel as being the affection of interior truth, and of Leah as being the affection of external truth. See number 3758, 3782, 3793, 3819. In the internal sense of what has gone before, the subject treated of has been the good of the natural, which is signified by Jacob when it was being separated from the mediate good, which is Laban, and how this good of the natural adjoined to itself the affections of truth, which are signified by Rachel and Leah. The subject now treated of is the reciprocal application to good of these affections of truth. This application is contained in the internal sense of the words which Rachel and Leah now say. But these things are of such a nature that they do not fall into any understanding except that which has been instructed, and which perceives delight in the science, scientia, of such things, and which therefore has spiritual cognitions as its end. Others care nothing for such things and cannot even apply their minds to them. For they who have worldly and earthly things as their end cannot withdraw their senses from them, and even if they did so, they would perceive what is undelightful, in which case they would be departing and withdrawing from the things they have as their end, that is, which they love. Let anyone who is of such a nature put himself to the test as to whether he desires to know how good adjoins itself to the affections of truth, and how the affections of truth apply themselves to good, and whether knowing this is irksome to him or not. And he will say that such things are of no benefit to him, and that he apprehends nothing about them. But if such things are told him as relate to his business in the world, even though they are of the most abstruse character, or if he be told the nature of another man's affections, and how he may thereby join the man to himself by adapting himself both mentally and orally, this he not only apprehends, but also has a perception of the interior things connected with the matter. In like manner, he who studies from affection to investigate the abstruse things of the sciences loves to look and does look into things still more intricate. But when spiritual good and truth are in question, he feels the subject irksome and turns his back on it. These things have been said in order that the quality of the existing man of the church may be known. But how the case is with good when it adjoins truth to itself by affections, and with truths when they apply themselves to it, cannot so well appear when the idea or thought is directed to good and truth, but better when it is directed to the societies of spirits and angels through which these flow in. For as before said, number 4067, man's willing and thinking come from these societies, that is, flow in from them, and appear as if they were in him. To know how the case herein is from the societies of spirits and angels is to know it from causes themselves, and to know it from the heaven of angels is to know it from the ends of these causes. There are also historical things which adjoin themselves and illustrate these things, causing them to appear more plainly. The internal sense treats of the adjunction of good to truths and of the application of these latter in the natural. For as often before said, Jacob is the good in the natural, and his women are the affections of truth. The good which is of love and charity flows in from the Lord, and does so through angels who are with man, but not into anything else in him than his cognitions. And as good is there fixed, the thought is kept in the truths of the cognitions, and from these many things are called up which are related and are in agreement. And this until a man thinks that it is so, and until he wills it from affection, because it is so. When this is being done, good conjoins itself with truths, and the truths apply themselves in freedom, for all affection causes freedom. Number 2870, 2875, 3158, 4031. Even then, however, doubts and sometimes denials are excited by the spirits who have been joined to the man. But in so far as affection prevails, so far he is led to the affirmative, and he is then confirmed in truths by these very things. When good flows in this manner, it is not perceived that it comes through angels, because it flows in so interiorly, and into man's obscurity, which he has from worldly and corporeal things. Be it known, however, that good does not flow in from the angels, but through the angels from the Lord, and this all the angels confess, and therefore they never claim for themselves any good, and are even indignant when any one attributes it to them. From all this, then, as from causes themselves, it may be seen how the case is with the adjoining of good to truths, and with the application of these latter, which are the subjects here treated of in the internal sense. 4097. Have we any longer a portion and inheritance in our Father's house? That this signifies the first state of their separation from the good signified by Laban is evident from the signification of the words, have we any longer a portion and inheritance, as being, have we any longer any conjunction? And from the signification of our Father's house as being the good represented by Laban. From this it results that by these words is signified the first state of their separation from the good signified by Laban. For the first state is that the mind is held in doubt. The second state is that the doubt is dispelled by reasons. The third is affirmation. And the last is acting. In this manner, good together with truths insinuates itself from the intellectual part into the will part, and is appropriated. 4098. Are we not counted of him strangers, for he hath sold us? That this signifies that it had estranged them so that they no longer belong to it, is evident from the signification of being counted strangers as being to be estranged, and from the signification of selling as being so to estrange that they would no longer belong to it. 4099. And devouring hath also devoured our silver. That this signifies that it would consume the truth of those affections if they were not separated, is evident from the signification of devouring as being to consume, and from the signification of silver as being truth. See number 1551, 2954. It is evident that our silver denotes the truth of those affections, for as often before shown, the affections of truth are represented by Rachel and Leah. What these things involve cannot be known unless it is known how the case is with the goods and truths which are insinuated by means of immediate good, or unless it is known of what nature are the societies of spirits which serve as mediate good. The societies of spirits which serve as mediate good are those which are in worldly things, but the societies of angels which serve for introducing the affections of truth are not in worldly but in celestial things. These two kinds of societies are in action about a man who is being regenerated, and in so far as he is initiated by the angels into celestial things, so far are the spirits who are in worldly things removed. And unless they are removed, truths are dissipated. For worldly things and celestial things are in agreement in man when celestial things rule over worldly ones, but they are in disagreement when worldly things rule over celestial things. When they are in agreement, truths are multiplied in the man's natural, but when they are in disagreement, truths are diminished and even consumed, because worldly things darken celestial things, and so consequently place them in doubt. But when celestial things have rule, they throw light upon worldly things, and place them in clear light, and dispel doubts. Those things rule which are loved above all others. All this shows what is meant by the truth of affections being consumed if these were not separated, which is signified by devouring he hath also devoured our silver. 4100. For all the riches which God hath taken away from our father, they are ours and our sons. That this signifies that all things were out of proprial power, and that nothing was given by any one, by flowing in from his divine into that which he took to himself therefrom, is evident from what has been said and explained above, number 4065, 4075, 4081. 4101. And now all that God hath said unto thee, do. That this signifies the Lord's providence is evident from the signification of doing all that God hath said as being to obey. But when predicated of the Lord, it signifies to provide. For he does not act from another, but from himself. Neither does God say to himself that he should do, but he says, that is, acts from himself.